In the name of the triune God of love, who is friendship. Amen. Happy Easter, dear friends. For those I have not met, my name is Craig Lemming. I currently serve as the curate of St. John's Episcopal Church in Linden Hills, and I look forward to serving as the associate rector of St. John the Evangelist Episcopal Church in St. Paul later this summer. I also serve as the chaplain for Circle of the Beloved, the Minneapolis Episcopal Service Corps, supporting the program director, your very own Amelia Arthur, in building kinship across lines of difference with young adults. I bring warm greetings to you from all the faith communities I serve, and I would like to express my heartfelt thanks to the Reverend Siri for her invitation to be your homilist this morning. I am honored to preach in this magnificent and sacred place, and I bid your prayers that the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts resurrect us to new life. I am a multi-ethnic citizen of Zimbabwe, born and raised in the capital city, Harare. My studies and career in classical and Baroque music took me to New England Conservatory of Music in Boston, Indiana University in Bloomington, and after some meandering, here to the Twin Cities, where I have lived since 2008. Even though I was born in independent Zimbabwe, I was not immune to the painful ramifications of the racism and classism my mixed-race, working-class parents had to endure in racially segregated and racially oppressive Rhodesia. Rhodesia was not unlike apartheid South Africa. Indeed, some may argue that apartheid South Africa is not unlike our life today in the United States of America. In his best-selling book, Born a Crime, Stories from a South African Childhood, comedian and host of The Daily Show, Trevor Noah, writes these words. The genius of apartheid was convincing people who were the overwhelming majority to turn on each other. Apartheid is what it was. You separate people into groups and make them hate one another so you can run them all. The sobering truth is that the genius of apartheid still pervades our lives in this age of estrangement. Apartheid-based systems are still separating us into groups and making us hate one another. Instead of cultivating a deep reverence for our particular differences and working to bind us together in the sacred kinship of belonging, many of those in seats of power are enabling the godlessness, hubris, and idolatrous greed of apartheid in order to rule us all. Trevor Noah also acknowledges, however, that apartheid, for all its power, had fatal flaws baked in, starting with the fact that it never made any sense. Racism is not logical. I would add that everything, all the isms, everything that tries to separate us into groups and make us hate one another is not logical. It is not logical because that which is logical must be infused by the Logos, the word of God. Logos in Greek, the root word of logical, is God's mind, God's being, God's wisdom, grace, love, and creative essence. Ancient philosopher Heraclitus proved that the word of ultimate truth is unity in diversity, difference in unity. As Christians, we believe that God's Logos became flesh and dwelt among us in Jesus the Christ, the Word of God made flesh. For in Christ there is unity in diversity, unity of person in diversity of natures, fully human and fully divine. In today's gospel, Jesus, God's Word incarnate, invites us three times to abide in my love. To abide in God's love is to keep Christ's commandments. As we heard proclaimed, Jesus says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends. I have called you friends. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another." If we know who we are supposed to love, one another, then we must know how to love one another and why we must love one another. To know how to love, I turned to the wisdom of African-American author, feminist, and social activist Bell Hooks. From her collection of essays, All About Love, I learned from Bell Hooks that love is the will to extend oneself for the purpose of nurturing one's own and another's spiritual growth and well-being. That love is an act of will, both an intention and an action, which requires us to practice love as a daily choice, a daily discipline. And love is revealed through acts of care, respect, knowing, as well as taking responsibility for each other's growth and well-being, whether we feel like it or not. Bell Hooks writes, "To truly love, we must learn to mix various ingredients: care, affection, recognition, respect, commitment, and trust, as well as honest and open communication." When I was 15 years old, I took part in a week-long performing arts camp with my schoolmates from St. George's College, Harare's Jesuit High School for Catholic Boys. The camp took place in Marondera, a rural township located in eastern Mashonaland. We all took part in the final performance, and I sang a selection of Baroque Italian arias. After the concert, a shy, rugged, white student came up to me and asked, "How come you know how to sing like that? I mean, you're a colored." His name was Grant, the son of white farmers. And even though we were the same age, both born in independent Zimbabwe, in Grant's mind, a colored person like me had no business singing 17th century Italian arias. Despite our initial fears and awkwardness, we got into a long conversation and learned a lot about each other. Grant taught me about the strenuous work of a farmer's life and how his whole existence was inextricably bound up with the seasons of agriculture. He didn't know any colored people, so everything Grant thought he knew about my mixed race had been steeped in the ignorance and fear of racism. We spoke and laughed for hours, long after everyone had left the concert hall. In our joy, we lost track of time, talking nonstop well into the early hours of the next morning. Grant took me to his favorite lookout point on a hillside. We sat beside each other in silent awe, gazing at the vast constellations of stars that bedazzled the magnificent African night sky. Grant put his arm around my shoulders and said, "This is beautiful. I love this." I leaned against Grant and responded, "I love this too." Grant and I conquered the fear and ignorance of our country's racist history by knowing and loving the truth about each other's differences. The next morning, I looked for Grant everywhere. I wanted to say goodbye to my new friend and to exchange addresses so we could write to each other. Sadly, I never saw Grant again. As heartbroken as I was, I am still grateful to have experienced the care, affection, recognition, respect, commitment, and trust, as well as honest and open communication that bell hooks defines as the tenets of how to love. Grant and I were transformed into friends by the truth encountered in each other. That spirit of truth, that love which binds us in kinship across our lines of difference, is what today's epistle proclaims. The Spirit is the one that testifies, for the Spirit is the truth. The good news, dear friends, is that absolutely nothing can withhold us, or indeed any person, from receiving this gift of the Holy Spirit. In today's lesson from the Acts of the Apostles, after the Holy Spirit fell upon everyone who heard the word, both Jews and Gentiles, Peter asks, "Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" So he ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they invited him to stay for several days. Scholars teach us that the gift of the Holy Spirit provides final and irrefutable evidence that the inclusion of all people, especially outsiders like the Gentiles, is indeed God's will. When we get out of the Holy Spirit's way, that's when God's loving Spirit binds us together with cords that cannot be broken. That's why the words of our Collect for Social Justice ask that God's holy and life-giving Spirit may so move every human heart that barriers which divide us may crumble, suspicions disappear, and hatreds cease, that our divisions being healed, we may live in justice and peace. The Holy Spirit's power to connect all people is symbolized in the hospitality extended by the Gentiles to Peter and his companions. The Holy Spirit of Christ's radical love of the outsider completes the breaking down of social barriers and knits us all in kinship across our many lines of difference. By abiding in God's love, loving one another as Christ loves us, God pours such extravagant love and complete joy into us as surpass our understanding, a promise of steadfast love which exceeds all that we can possibly desire. All of that said, we know that when we go forth from this hallowed cathedral into the world to love and serve all people, we will still encounter those apartheid-based structures and systems of division. As the black lesbian poet and feminist genius Audre Lorde observes, "For we have built into all of us old blueprints of expectation and response, old structures of oppression. And these must be altered at the same time as we alter the living conditions which are a result of those structures." We must alter those old structures together to be liberated from the apartheid-based structures that separate us and make us hate one another, we must do the hard work of practicing the discipline of love as both an intention and an action. Eric Fromm writes, "There is only one proof for the presence of love, the depth of relationship, and the aliveness and strength in each person concerned. This is the fruit by which love is recognized. As Jesus says to us today, I appointed you to go and bear fruit. Fruit that will last. Our decision to love God, love ourselves, love one another, and love all of creation as a daily discipline will indeed bear fruit that will last. Jesus tells us why we are to do this. I have said these things to you so that God's joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Thanks be to God. Amen.